e-commerce, I suppose, is if you're going to have a beneficiary of a lockdown, e-commerce will be that beneficiary. And there's been a spike, and it's also led to quite a big increase in warehouse space. And therefore, if you are in the warehouse business, you are reaping the benefits of lockdown. Estelle Mayring is director at the Paragon Group on the line to us from Johannesburg this evening. It's nice to have at least some beneficiaries of lockdowns, and the huge boom in e-commerce means all the goodies that you and I might order from our favorite e-commerce shop need to be sort of warehoused somewhere before they get sent off to us. And that's where the boom has been, hasn't it?
Yes. Hi, Bruce. Yes, it's interesting, and we're still trying to predict how this is going to play out. But, you know, e-commerce has only been 1-2% of the total retail in South Africa in 2019. That means we're way behind the more developed companies like the US and Europe, and there's lots of opportunities for growth. So we don't know what the figures are going to show, but we know that MasterCard, that 93% year-on-year growth in the US in May. So that's huge on e-commerce. So I think we're going to see certainly more distribution centers coming up.
I mean, certainly when you talk to the when we talk to the e-commerce operators in South Africa, they're suggesting from the time that they've been allowed to trade that they're kind of operating on 2025 expectations. I mean, it's been that much of a quantum leap. They're actually 4 or 5 years ahead of where they thought they would be as a result of people being obliged to go online. They, you know, were hoping people would be going online by 2025, but our hand has been forced. One wonders then just how permanent that shift is.
Sorry, Bruce, please just repeat.
Yeah, our phone lines are dreadful, Estelle. Sorry, I don't mind repeating.
They are.
At all. How sustainable is this leap forward in e-commerce?
I think we're going to see a lot more growth, because also what's interesting about South Africa is that, you know, for a big part.
No, I mean, this is, sorry, Estelle, and I'm going to put Estelle on hold. My producer is suggesting that stage four load shedding is affecting networks, and maybe it's that. I do think there's a 6:30 to 7 o'clock curse when we are on the money show at this time of day. We do see far too often that lines don't work effectively and stuff, and it really is undermines our attempts to deliver to you the best kind of information that we can, the best kind of entertainment that we can, and that's what happens to the cell phone lines. It's entirely possible that stage four load shedding is a big contributor to today's letdowns. But let me just tell you, I mean,